Blog Talk Radio.
See, lady, I've been tripping and confessing the wrong things, been messing with my head.
Good evening, Loretta, Auntie Betty.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Auntie Betty, you can go ahead and start reading in Joshua 18 until others join.
Okay. To God be the glory. The whole assembly of the Israelites gathered at Shiloh and set up a tent there. The country was brought under their control, but there were still seven Israelite tribes who had not yet received their inheritance. So Joshua said to the Israelites, "How long will you wait before you begin to take possession of the land that the Lord, the God of your ancestors, has given you? Appoint 3 men from each tribe. I will send them out and make a survey of the land and write a description of it. According to the inheritance of each, then they will return to me. You are to divide the land into 7 parts. Judah is to remain in the territory on the south of the tribe of Joseph, and their territory is on the north. After you have written the description of the 7 parts of the land, bring them here to me, and I will cast lots for you in the presence of the Lord God. The Levites shall not get a portion among you, because the priestly serve of the Lord is their inheritance. And Glad, Reuben, and the half tribe of Manasseh has already received their inheritance on the east side of Jordan. Moses, the servant of the Lord, gave it to them. As the men started on their way to map out the land, Joshua instructed them, go and make a survey of the land and write a description of it. Then return to me, and I will cast lot here at Shiloh in the presence of the Lord. So the men left and went through the land. They wrote its description on a scroll, town by town, in 7 parts, and returned to Josh in the camp of Shiloh. Josh then cast lot for them in Shiloh in the presence of the Lord. And there he distributed the land to the Israelites according to their tribal division. The first lot came up the tribe of Benjamin according to its claim. Their allotted territory lay between the tribe of Judah and Joseph. So on the north side of the boundary began at the Jordan, past the north slope of Jericho, and headed west into the hill country, coming out of the wilderness of Beth-Haven. From there, it crossed to the south slope of Luz, that is Bethel, and it went down to Ashtaroth, adding on the hill south of the lower Bethel Harmon. And from the hill facing Beth-Harmon on the south boundary, turning south, along the west side, it came out of Kilboa, and in Kilodurn, and turned to the people of Judah. This was the west side. The south side began at the outskirts of Kilodurn on the west, and on the border came out of the spring of the water of Nuhah. The border went down to the foot of the hill facing the valley of Ben-Hinnom, north of the valley of Rephaim. it continued down to Hemon Valley along the southern slope of the Jebusite city, and so to the Enroi. It then curved north and went in Shemar, continued to Gilead, which faced the passing of Azdun, and ran down to the stone of Ben-Han, son of Reuben. It continued in the north slope of Bel-Habar and on down into Habar. It then went to the north slope of Bel-Holah and came out of the north bay to the Dead Sea at the mouth of Jordan in the south. This was the southern boundary, and Jordan formed the boundary on the east side. These are the boundaries that mark out the inheritance of the clan of Benjamin on all sides. The tribe of Benjamin, according to its clan, had the following city, of skipping the city, 14 towns and their village. This was the inheritance of Benjamin for its clan. Amen.
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 Amen, amen, amen.
Thank you, Auntie Betty, for the reading of Joshua 18. Okay, we did have one more caller to join, so I'm going to go ahead and do a roll call. We have Hubert. We have Mom, Mother May, should I say. And we have Loretta, Auntie Carrie, Auntie Betty, Auntie Dot, and myself, Angela. So welcome, everyone. Good evening.
Good
evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Mama, you want to run the call? I think Mother wants to run the call, y'all. Tell me what to do.
Oh, okay.
All righty, let's go ahead and get started. Welcome to the Nellum Family and Friends Walking with Jesus weekly program. We are a family gathered together to give God honor and to praise his name. This is a day that the Lord has made, so let's rejoice and be glad in it. Amen.
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 All righty, we're going to go ahead and proceed with the opening prayer, which is led by Auntie Carrie.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Thank you for another time to bless your holy name. Be with us on this day, giving ear to what we say. Bless your people. Give us wisdom to learn more about you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for that prayer, Auntie Carrie. Okay. Our worship song for today, we're going to start us off with Jesus is Love by the Commodores. And Loretta, if we get feedback, just let us know. You can text me or stop me. And we'll just let you play the songs for us.
Okay.
Well, before, I'm going to go ahead and mute everybody.
Promise made in the
Don't let them fall.
1 John 4:16. We know how much God loves us, and we can put our trust in his love. God is love, and all who live in love live in God, and God
Amen.
Lives in them. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
I just touched my heart.
Yeah.
All righty. Well, let's go ahead with our first round. And again, if you don't have any news, good news to share, just say pass when your name is called. Let's go ahead and start with Mother.
I'm coming out of Matthew 10, 1 through 40. What do we face? In this discourse with his disciples, Jesus delivered their marching order. The disciple was to mold their ministry as Jesus. They were to liberate people suffering from demon possession and heal those afflicted in body and mind. They were to preach immunity to the kingdom of God. He advised them that they were not to carry rational money, clothes or extra shoes, walking, sticking, or begging bag. They were to go uncomfortable by the provision that a prudent travel would carry. This was a faith journey God would provide. Jesus admonished them not to undertake the task unaware of the nature of the world that they was faced. He warned them that they could expect opposition and persecution, even from their own family, because he sent them out with a message that offended many poets, Jews, and their religion. Fornication. Jesus did not want his disciples to harbor illusion that their task would be easy or that they would be welcomed by those to whom they were sent, because they were associated with him. This passage in Matthew 10 is not merely a pep talk. Jesus was preparing them to drink from the same cup from which he would drink. He wanted to make sure that they were firmly prepared to endure the hardship that they would surely suffer. In our time, people seldom persecuted us because of our belief of the content of our preaching. We may suffer from discrimination and injustice because of our race or nation origin, but rarely because we are practicing our faith. We have to ask, why not? Are we enjoying what Dorothy Bonhoeffer called cheap grace, or grace without sacrifice? In a world that appeared to have lost its moral arch, one wondered whether the true faithful announced and a ministry guided by a concern for the sick. Needy and downtrodden might not, in fact, be an invitation to suffer and persecution. Are we announcing the true faithful, or our ministry guided by Christ-like motive? It is a thought to ponder and a challenge to be addressed.
Amen. Mom, thank you for that reading out of Matthew. We did have another caller join. Daniel, good evening.
Good evening.
I just called to say hey to everybody, but y'all realize I'm just listening. Amen.
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 Amen. Okay, let's continue on. My next person I have is Hubert.
I'll be coming from the book of Psalms. Psalm 2, verse 1 through 12. Why do the nation conspire and the people plot in vain? The kings of the earth take their stand, and the rulers gather together against the Lord and against his anointed one. Let us break their chains and throw off their fetters. The one enthroned in heaven laughed. The Lord scoffed at them. Then he rebuked them in his anger and terrified them in his wrath, saying, I have installed my king on Zion, my holy hill. I will proclaim the decree of the Lord. He said to me, you are my son. Today I have become your father. Ask of me, and I will make the nation your inheritance, the ends of the earth your possession, and you will rule them with an iron scepter. You will dash them to pieces like pottery. Therefore, you king, be wise. Be warned, you rulers of the earth. Serve the Lord with fear and rejoice with trembling. Kiss the Son, lest he be angry and you be destroyed in your way. For his wrath can flare up in a moment. Blessed are all who take refuge in him. Amen.
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 Amen. Okay, my apologies. But thank you for the reading out of Psalms 2. Next we'll have Miss Loretta.
Okay, my reading is out of Joel Osteen. And it says, speak what you seek, and you can get the reading out of Isaiah 45 and 21. It says, if you go on living a life of victory, you must speak positive words of faith and declare what God says about your situation. And Philippians 4:13 declares that you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. No matter how inadequate or unqualified you may feel, Jesus promises to strengthen and enable you. So when the time of adversity comes, what do you say about your situation? Do you declare that you are an overcomer through Christ? Anyone can be positive when things are going well, but the way you respond when adversity comes will make or break you. What you say in the midst of your difficulties will have a direct impact on the outcome. So don't look at the facts of your situation. Look at the truth of God's word. Declare his truth over your situation until the facts line up with his words. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Loretta, out of Joel Osteen. Okay, next we'll have Auntie Carrie.
Okay, reading out of First Epistle of John, chapter 1. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hand handled of the word of life. For the life was manifested, and we have seen it. We bear witness, and we show unto you that eternal life, which was the Father, and it was manifested unto us. That which we have seen and heard declare unto you, that ye also have fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship is with the Father and the Son, Jesus Christ. And these things write unto you, that your joy may be full. This then the messenger which we have heard of him and declare unto you, that God is light and in him is no darkness at all. If we say we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and not the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is the light, We have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his son, cleansed from us all sin. If we say that we have not sinned and deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us, if we confess our sin, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sin and to clean us from all unrighteousness. If we say we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and the world is not in us. And the word is not in us. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Auntie Carrie, for that reading out of First John. Okay. Next, we have Auntie Betty.
Yeah, Galatians chapter 6, verse 1 through 10. It said, brother and sister, if someone is caught in a sin, you who live by the Spirit should restore that person gently. But watch yourself, or you may be tempted. Carry each other's burden, and in that way you will fulfill the law of Christ. If anyone thinks they are something when they are not, they deceive themselves. Each one should test their own action. Then they can take pride in themselves alone. Without comparing themselves to someone else, for each should carry his own load. Nevertheless, the one who receives instruction in the word should share all good things with their instructor. Do not be deceived. God cannot be mocked. A man reaps what he sows. Whoever sows to please his flesh, from the flesh will reap destruction. Whoever sows to please the Spirit, from the Spirit will reap eternal life. So let us become weary in doing good. For at the proper time, we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. Therefore, if we have opportunity, let us do good to all people, especially those who belong to the family or believers. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for that reading, Abigail. I see Betty. Okay. The next call we have is Auntie Dot.
Yes, I'm reading Psalm 106, 1, 2, 11. Pray ye the Lord. O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. For his mercy endure forever. Who can marvel the mighty acts of the Lord? Who can show forth all his praise? Blessed are they that keep judgment, he that does righteousness at all times. Remember me, O Lord, with my favor that thou bearest unto thy people. O visit me with thy salvation, that I may see the good of thy chosen, that I may rejoice in the gladness of the nation, that I may glory with their inheritance. We have sinned with our Father. We have committed iniquity. We have done wickedly. Our Father stood not at their wondrous evil. They remember not the multitude of their mercy, but revolt him at the sea, even at the Red Sea. Nevertheless, he saved them for his name's sake, that he might make his mighty power to be known. He rebuked the Red Sea also, and it was dried up. So he led them through the deep, through the depth, and through the wilderness. And he saved them from the hand of him that had hated them, and redeemed them from the hand of the enemies. and the water covered their enemies, well, there was not one of them left. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you, Auntie God, for that reading out of Psalms 106. All right. Well, that concludes our first round. The next portion of our menu is the sick and shut in prayer. But before I do that, do we have any newcomers that are out ill or sick that we need to recognize? All righty, if you would bow your head for the prayer. Heavenly Father, we come to you in Jesus Christ's holy name. Father God, we want to take this moment to pray for all sick and shut-in family and friends with a special prayer for the following: Auntie Wileen, Auntie Dot, Kamisha, and Joseph. We know Jesus is the Lord of our life. We know that sickness and disease have no power over us. Jesus bore our sickness and carried our pain, for God sent his word and healed us. This is Psalms 107:20. Lord, our health may fail. Our health may fail and our spirit may grow weak, but God, you remain the strength of our heart. You are ours forever. We ask in the name of Jesus that you would restore and heal the sick and shut in. We know that when you, God, steps in, miracles happen. Help us to trust in you, for there is nothing too hard for you, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 All righty. All righty. Now we would like to acknowledge birthdays for the week of July 12th through July the 18th. I have Johnny Williams on the 15th. I have Janae, Jeremy Owens, and Evelyn on the 17th. Are there any other birthdays?
Amen.
Yeah. I'm here trying to think of what I want to sing to happy birthday. Mother, would you do us an honor?
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, God bless you.
Happy birthday to you.
Amen, and many, many more.
Amen. Thank you, God.
Amen.
All righty. All righty, let's go ahead to our next round table. And do you have any poems or songs or testimonies you would like to share? If not, just say pass. Let's go ahead and start with Auntie Betty. Auntie Betty.
I pass.
Okay, thank you. Next we have Loretta.
Let's see. I would like to share this poem. It says, what if there was no black people in the world? This is very interesting. This is just amazing. Here are some facts. This is the story of a little boy named Theo who woke up one morning and asked God, what if there was no black people in the world? Well, God thought about it for a moment, and then he said, son, follow me around today, and let's just see what it would be like if there was no black people in the world. Get dressed and we'll get started. Theo ran to his room to put on his clothes and shoes, but there was no shoes. His clothes was all wrinkled. He looked for the iron, but when he reached for the iron board, it was no longer there. You see, Sarah Boone, a black woman, invented the ironing board, and Jan E. Messler, a black man, invented the shoe lasting machine. Oh, well, God said, go and do your hair. Theo ran in his room to comb his hair, but the comb was not there. You see, Walter Salmon, a black man, invented the comb. Theo decided to just brush his hair, but the brush was gone too. You see, Lydia O'Newman, a black female, invented the brush. Well, he was a sight. No shoes, wrinkled clothes, hair mess, without the hair care invention of Madam C.J. Walker, well, you get the picture. God told Theo, let's do the chores around the house and then take a trip to the grocery store. Theo's job was to sweep the floor. He swept, and when he reached for the dustpan, it was not there. You see, Lloyd P. Ray, a black man, invented the dustpan. So he swept his pile of dirt over in the corner and left it there. Then he decided to mop the floor, but the mop was gone. You see, Thomas W. Stewart, a black man, invented the mop. Theo thought to himself, I'm not having any luck. Well, son, God said, we should wash the clothes and prepare a list for the grocery store. When he was finished, then he went to place the clothes in the dryer, and there was no dryer. You see, son, George T. Salmon, a black man, invented the clothes dryer. Theo got a pencil and some paper to prepare the list for the market, but noticed that the pencil lead was broken as well as he was out of luck because John Love, a black man, invented the pencil sharpener. He reached for a pen, but it was not there because William Purvis, a black man, invented the fountain pen. As a matter of fact, Lee Burgess invented the typewriter machine, and W.A. Leavitt, the printing press. So they decided to head out to the market. So when Theo opened the door, he noticed the grass was high as tall as he was tall. You see, the lawnmower was invented by John Burr, a black man. They made their way over to the car and found that it just wouldn't go. You see, Robert Spike, a black man, invented the automatic gear shift, and Joseph Gamble invented the supercharge system for internal combustion engine. They noticed that the few cars that was moving was running into each other and having wrecks because there was no traffic signal. You see, Gary A. Morgan, a black man, invented the traffic light. Well, it was getting late, so they walked to the market, got their grocery, and returned home. Just when they was about to put away the milk, eggs, and butter, they noticed the refrigerator was gone. You see, John Standard, a black man, invented the refrigerator. So they put the food on the counter. By this time, they noticed it was getting very cold. Theo went to turn up the heat. And what do you know? Olivia Parker, a black female, invented the heat furnace. Even in the summertime, they would have been out of luck because Frederick Jones, a black man, invented the air conditioner. It was almost time for Theo's father to arrive home. He usually took the bus, but there was no bus because the precursor was the electric trolley, invented by another black man, Elbert T. Robertson. He usually took the elevator from his office on the 20th floor, but there was no elevator because Alexander Miles, a black man, invented the elevator. He usually dropped the office mail at the nearby mailbox, but it was no longer there because Philip Downing, a black man, invented the letter drop mailbox, and William Barry invented the postmarking and canceling machine. Theo sat at the kitchen table with his head in his hand. When his father arrived, he asked, why are you sitting in the dark? because Lewis Howard Lattimore, a black man, invented the light bulb. Theo quickly learned what it would be like if there was no black people in the world, not to mention if they were ever sick and needed blood. Charles Drew, a black scientist, found a way to preserve the store and store blood, which led to his starting the world's first blood bank. And what if a family member had to have surgery? This would have not been possible without Dr. Daniel Hale Williams, a black doctor, who performed the first open-heart surgery. So if you ever wonder, like Theo, where we would be without blacks, well, it's pretty plain to see we could be very well still in a dark world. Amen?
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you, Loretta, for that beautiful poem. Awesome. All righty. Next, we'll have Gilbert.
Okay.
Auntie Carrie.
Yeah, I'm going to come after Loretta, okay? preaching is what the world needs. Most of the sermon ensues that are walking with Jesus Christ. A Christian is a walking sermon. They should preach more than a minister does, for they should all week long. Walking with Jesus exercise your faith. Walking with Jesus guarantees that God has something for us, like a key for every problem, a light for every shadow, a relief for every sorrow, a plan for every tomorrow. When you walk with Jesus, you lose no strength. When you wait for Jesus, you lose no time. And when you trust in Jesus, you will never be lost. So let us stop using "I am human" as an excuse to walk in the flesh. But let us use "I am saved" as a reason to walk in the spirit. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you, Auntie Carrie, for that beautiful, was it a poem?
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Next, we'll have Auntie Dot.
Oh, I'm going to read a little short one. Dear God, I'm not always patient. I'm not always sweet. Sometimes I stop both of my feet. Lord, change my heart and fill it with love, the love that from you sent from heaven above. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for that point, Auntie Dot. All righty. Okay, we have Mom, Mother May.
Yeah, I'm going to just say a little something about what we should do. Lord, help us to move ourselves out of the way so that we might love others. Help us to understand that our love for others grow out of your love for us. Help us, Lord, to keep on loving and sharing and caring so that others might be able to see you in us. Amen.
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 Thank you, Mom, for that reading. And that actually concludes the second round, since Daniel is a listener.
Mm-hmm.
So, let's go ahead and assign a part for next week. We should be on Joshua 19. Do I have a volunteer to read Joshua 19? Any volunteers for Joshua 19?
We got mom volunteered. For the opening prayer, do I have a volunteer for the opening prayer? Okay. And I know Sister Shirley had volunteered for the closing, so I'm going to put her down for the closing for next week. If she's not, then obviously I will do that for her. Okay.
Actually, Angela, I had Hubert down for closing.
No, Hubert's doing it today.
Hey, uh-huh. Oh, okay.
They both volunteered at the same time, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, it's getting a little bit.
I'm sorry, somebody might be hungry.
Angela. Angela. Auntie
yes,
Mary, do the closing prayer. I had it on mute. You didn't hear me.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
I mean,
okay.
Not do the opening prayer.
Okay, thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Uh-huh.
Okay, some of this will recap. We have Mother May doing Joshua 19. We have Auntie Betty doing the opening, and we have Sister Shirley doing the closing for next week.
Amen.
Amen.
All righty, guys. It's about dinner time. The family is here, so bear with us. We'll close this out shortly. Okay, Hubert, you going to do the closing prayer for us?
Heavenly Father, I come to you now in the name of my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, I ask that you will renew my strength, that one that waits upon you, that I shall mount up with wings like eagles, that I will run and not be weary, and that I will walk and not faint. Heavenly Father, I thank you that you have made these promises to me, and I will receive them by faith. In Jesus' holy name, we pray. Amen.
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 Thank you for that prayer, Hubert. Okay, we're going to go ahead and worship the song. The title of the song is Do It Again, and it's by Elevation Worship. I will only play a portion of it. Even to stop and do a conclusion, I'll continue to play the rest of it. You guys will listen to the state of the beautiful song.
Amen. Amen.
For game, bear with me.
Walking around these walls, I thought by now they'd fall, but you have never failed me yet. Waiting for change to come, knowing the battle. For you have never failed me yet. Promise still stands. Great is your faithfulness, faithfulness. Still in your hands, this is my comfort. You've never failed me yet.
Hallelujah. Do it again.
And amen.
Hallelujah.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we have come to the conclusion of our program. And we would like to just thank everyone for attending and sharing. We appreciate and love each one of you. You could have chosen to be doing something else, but you have chosen to gather with us and bless us with your presence and God's word. So in closing, we thank God for the way that he has been with us during this time. And we ask him to continue to inspire and protect us as we leave and go into our busy week. To God be the glory. Amen.
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 And everyone have a safe and blessed week and your continuation of our beautiful song.
Amen.
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 You never felt me, God.
Yeah. You're hitting the wall. Hitting the wall. Turn around. There we go. Now rock. Now you're going to rock.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm up from home.